John Cowden's father ran a cattle farm in the rolling hills west of Stanton and Lexington, 3,200 acres of pasture and forest that Cowden would inherit. He and his wife Carol liked farming, but they thought this property had potential for something more.
You step back and say, what is the land most suited for? And in this case, we said, aside from the cattle, was the scenic beauty.
They spent the next 5 years turning an old grist mill into a dining room and bar, building a lodge, renovating houses on the property, and moving four authentic log cabins from other parts of the state. They even converted their silo into three circular suites, accessible by a spiral staircase outside, and they built a dock.
The cow pasture river was crystal clear, and you can stand in 4 feet of water and wiggle your toes and see everyone.
The Fort Lewis Lodge does have Wi-Fi, but there are no TVs, no fitness center or swimming pool. Instead, guests like Clay and Erica Therrington amuse themselves in old-fashioned ways by hiking and fishing, kayaking, tossing horseshoes, birdwatching, stargazing, and other outdoor joys.
Just love this place. It's magical, and you feel like you're in a distant, far-off place sometimes. You know, you're able to unplug and disconnect from everything and just plug into nature out here.
We got engaged here 2 years ago. We are now expecting our first child, and we plan on bringing her back next summer.
The property also appealed to Cowden's son, David, and his fiancée, Erin Frommel. They left New York City careers in financial services and fashion photography for the wilds of Bath County, Virginia.
So I totally did a 180 coming here. It started sort of as a dream conversation we'd have over a glass of wine, and then we realized we were having a real-life conversation about making this move. And yeah, we just thought the business that John and Carol, his parents, had built was so cool, and we wanted to see it continued into the next generation.
The place is remote, an hour from Stanton or Lexington, but over the last 30 years, people have found it.
We encourage people to get directions off our website, and then everybody thinks they have full faith in their phones and their GPS. They start off, and then there's a problem, and then they think, oh, well, we'll call. And then now we don't have a cell signal, so they don't know how to get here. They have no cell, and welcome to rural America.
Most guests get a warm reception when they arrive, but not all. Frommel remembers waiting for friends from New York. She thought she heard them outside.
I stepped out and turned on the light, and I looked to my left, and there is a full-size bear on the opposite side of the screen door. The bear just sprinted down the stairs of my front porch and ran off, and I slammed it shut and started screaming. So I was wide awake by the time my friends made it there.
And David Cowden recalls another misadventure, this one in the late afternoon, as the staff prepared dinner for about 40 people. The power went out.
So we scrambled to get generators and extension cords and...
searching every house, right? For every candle in the building to bring
it. We actually had a pretty nice setup and it was going to work. And then right as we had gone and done all this, the power came back on. You know, that's one of the things you have to deal with when you're way out here. A tree falls on a power line and the whole area is out of juice.
That's a problem the Cowdens hope to avoid now that they've installed 150 solar panels, enough to meet most of their needs in the 7 sunniest months when the lodge is open to visitors. I'm Sandy Houseman.